Post of Honor. Book 2 of A Horseman Riding By. By R.F. Delderfield. Read by Jonathan Oliver. Chapter 1. 1. They were Squire Craddock's vintage years. The brief, crowded period beginning immediately after the fillip given to the Sorrel Valley by the 1911 Coronation Jubilee, and moving on into the blazing summer of 1914, that, on looking back a little later, seemed as remote as the Middle Ages. Some guide as to what occurred in and around the Shallowford big house and its 7 farms during these 36 months could be found in the Bible-bound estate record kept up to date by Squire's wife Claire, the Derwent Maid, as many Shallowfordians continued to call her, notwithstanding the fact that she had been Squire's second wife for 4 years, and had already presented him with 3 children. And sometimes by Paul Craddock himself, particularly when he felt more than ordinarily complacent. Into that great book, once used as a pornographic photographic album by Craddock's predecessor, poured the trivia of the years, a tumultuous hodgepodge of births, deaths, marriages, crop records, boundary adjustments, structural alterations, floods, frosts, droughts, and occasional unrehearsed farces, like Craddock's short-lived addiction to the internal combustion engine. It was much more than an estate diary, for Paul Craddock did not see himself as a landlord to most of the 100-odd people who lived between Blackberry Moor and the Sorrel outfall at Coombe Bay, but as a kind of self-appointed tribal headman, part reeve, part mayor, part father figure.